to not into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. Amen. And it's talking about watch and pray. Said, watch that you watch and pray. Amen. You have to do both. Amen. You can't do one. It just won't be, your situation will not get through too good if you just do all the watching and do no praying, or if you're doing all the praying and watching. And sometimes when we get through praying, sometimes even after we pray, when you're reaching out to the Lord within your heart, your whole heart's reaching out to the Lord, you're opening up yourself to the Lord. You open up your spirit to the Lord. But people don't know you open up your spirit to other things too. See, that's what people don't know. If you don't watch it, you'll be praying and reaching out to the Lord and praying with men. And if you don't watch it, you'll be mad and saying something else the next minute. Because you open up your spirit to the Lord when you're praying from your heart. Your spirit is open up to the Lord. But you open up to a lot of other things. That's why you have to guard your spirit when you come out of prayer. It just can't be so quickly going doing this, going through the time about out and pray. Because the devil is waiting upon you. Amen? So that's where your watching come in. It's like watching not so much the next person, but watching how you behave, watching your conduct, watching what you do. Amen. You see something coming out of you. Amen. You pray, well, man, next thing something else coming out of you, you know it's not right. If it's something bad, it shouldn't be. The God's not pleased with it. You know it's not right. So you know that's an area that you need work on. You need to watch as well as pray. Amen. Watch and be aware of your surroundings, the enemy, the devil. Amen. Because when you open up your spirit before the Lord, amen, you open up your spirit's open to get anything else to get in there if you don't guard your spirit. Amen. And it says, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Watch and pray that you will not fall into the snares of the devil and the traps of the devil. There don't have to be no sexual sin. Just fall into any type of, amen, anything that would turn you the wrong way or doing something unwise. Because when you're watching in prayer, you can hear God. When he tell you to do something, you do it. Amen. When you're not watching and praying, you just do whatever you want to do and you do something unwise. And you can get yourself off course. Amen. So it say, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. If the spirit is indeed willing, your spirit and my spirit wants to serve God. My spirit wants to serve God. Your spirit wants to serve God. But honey, I got news for you in case you don't know. Your flesh do not want to serve God. Neither do my flesh want to serve God. This right here don't want to serve God. There's nothing in the world but the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Them are the things are against God. Not so much the next person. Your flesh is against God. It's enmity against God. Amen. Your spirit wants to serve God, not your flesh. Amen. And when you understand that, that's why you bring it under subjection that you can serve God. That's why you have to fast. You have to pray on the regular that you can keep it under. Amen? It's a lot of work just keeping yourself under. Not less than trying to keep somebody else's flesh under. It's your flesh. Point to yourself, say, it's the enemy. It's me. Amen. When you bring that flesh up, just to turn your plate down and continue getting, you can't just go through God's word and just read it like it's a magazine or something. You got to study the word of God. I don't care if you read one scripture, one passage of scripture. If you got understanding to what they say, you have gained so much knowledge than you would if you go through the whole chapter, don't understand nothing that's being said. You're not supposed to read God's word like you just drinking water, pouring it down with faith. You need to study it to understand what God is saying to you, and then you need to do it. Amen. Not just if you study and know what the word said, but you don't do it, it does no good for you or me. Amen. It said, pray that you enter not into temptation, not into the wrong way. God is saying go this way, but you go that way because you're not watching. You're not listening to the Lord. You go an opposite way. Then you cause so much trouble for yourself. You open up so much doors of trouble for yourself because you have not went the way God said go. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit, your spirit is willing to please God, but your flesh is not. In the book of Luke, chapter 18 and verse 1, says, and he spake the parable. He gave a parable, or illustration, or a story unto them to this end, that men ought to always, not sometime, always to pray and not faint. Always. Always mean all, at all times, anytime, regularly. Not when something is going bad. We pray when stuff is going bad, but we don't pray when things are going good. We feel like I don't need to pray. But you're supposed to pray while things are going good, so you'll be able to handle when the bad times come. Amen? God don't want you to come to talk to him when you feel like you need to talk to him. You're supposed to talk to him on a regular anyway. And we need to learn to worship God more than we do. Instead of always asking him to give me, we need to praise God for who he is. Amen? That's the first thing that need to come out of our mouth. Praise is not begging.
Amen?
Amen? Amen. And he spake the parable to them to this end, that men ought to always to pray and not to faint. Because if you do not pray on a regular, you sure are going to faint.
Amen.
In other words, faint means to become weak, to lose strength, to lose courage, to lose hope. Then you wonder why, I don't know why I don't feel like going on. Because you have not been seeking the Lord like you need to seek the Lord. There's no way you can seek the Lord and leave away from the Lord and be discouraged when you leave God. I don't know nothing about that. There's no way you might go to somebody and talk to them and be discouraged when you leave them, but there's no way you can go to God, our Almighty God, and seek him and be discouraged unless you're not getting through.
Amen.
If you're really getting through, you're going to walk away encouraged.
Right.
And you're going to walk away with some courage.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. So he said, if you pray, not pray when something going bad, but pray when things are okay, fine, still pray. You keep a prayer life, that'll keep you walking in the spirit. When your life is, you prayed up and you have a prayer life, that keeps you walking in the spirit. You won't be all over the place. Amen? You won't be all over the place. Because that takes your spiritual energy. It takes your strength. And it just don't feel good. Amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you pray about situation, thing, God will take care of it for you if you trust him. You got to, the only way you can trust him because you've been communicating with him and you're familiar with him. If you're not familiar with somebody, you don't trust him.
Amen.
You're familiar with him, you have the confidence that he's going to take care of it. So when you feel like you know he's going to take care of it, you're going to get yourself somewhere and get into some spiritual rest.
Amen.
You get your mind off of it and you take your hands off of it, you leave it alone. Because when your hands are on it, God don't have it. You have it.
Amen.
You go somewhere and get some rest and peace in your mind. And if you don't feel rest and peace, then it's time to turn down your plate until you feel some.
Because
some things come by fasting and prayer. Everything's not going to come by prayer. You're going to have to fast, do some fasting in here too.
Amen.
To keep a peace of mind. Amen?
Amen.
And you got to find out what's more important, the seeking of God and these other things. It said, and he spake to this end to men, that men ought to always pray and not faint. And if you don't pray, you will faint. I will faint. You will become weak in your thoughts, in your mind, spirit. Lose hope, lose strength, and lose courage. If God don't catch you, you just collapse completely in the spirit. Don't catch you. You don't allow him to catch you. All right. We're ready to round it up. In Philippians 4, chapter 4, verse 6 and 8. It says, be careful for nothing. God's saying, be careful, be cautious. We're supposed to walk like this through here. We're supposed to walk circumspect. We're supposed to walk, not just walking all over the place. And we have to walk wise through here. Amen? Because if you don't walk wise, if you don't walk wise, I don't walk wise through here, you'll lose a lot of, a lot of energies, unnecessary energies, and putting them places it don't need to be. Amen? And when I'm talking about energy, I ain't talking about no physical energy. I'm talking about mental energies. Whatever you give all your mental energies to, whatever you give out, it's going to dilute you. You're going to have less strength, less courage. Putting energies to things that bring you no strength. Said, in other words, be careful. Just don't walk into you see there's a door right there. You don't just walk into the door, bam, and hit your head. You walking, you watching where you going. being cautious, being alert. Praying will help you be alert. You don't just walk into anything. You just don't say anything. You just don't do anything.
Amen.
You found the leading of the Spirit. But if you don't follow the leading of the Spirit, you'll go bump your head and have a big gash on it in the Spirit. You'll mess yourself up.
Amen.
Amen? God said, go here, you go. He said, don't go here. You do what you want to do. You'll cause yourself to have a wreck, a spiritual wreck.
Amen.
Be careful for nothing. But in everything, not in some things, in everything. Can I hear you say everything?
Amen.
In everything by prayer. And prayer is nothing but talking to God. As simple as that. Don't have to look up a definition for that. It's just simply talking to God.
Amen.
That's what prayer is. It's communicating with the Lord. It's like I talk with the Lord. You get familiar. You talk to him on the regular. You talk to him all the time. You're my Father, which are in heaven. I talk to you. I don't talk to you when I just need things.
Yeah.
That's offensive to the Lord. It could be offensive to a person. All you do is want them when you need something. Go and do things for them when you don't need anything. Don't go to them asking for things. Go and do some things for them. Go and worship the Lord.
Amen.
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 Thank him for what he's already done. It's saying being careful for nothing but in everything, with everything by prayer and supplication. Prayer, communicating with God, worshiping him, thanking him, and then you give your request. Supplication. That's what supplication means. Then you give your request. Your prayer should always be praising him and worshiping him first before you ask him for anything.
Amen.
And sometimes you get to worship him so much you forget about asking for stuff. Somebody give God the praise. It says, and by prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving. And that's what we forget to hurry. Give our little requests and prayer stuff and don't even take the time and say, Lord, I sure do thank you. Should be thanking before and thanking him after. That's why some people's prayers don't even get answered. Because you know, and we as human beings, We're just really rude. Some people, they, you know, got a little more manners than others. Some people just rude. Just come in your house and just do what. Sit down. Don't say, can I sit down? Don't. Just go get your own water. Or do whatever. Just act like a barbarian somewhere. You know, don't try to, can I help do this? That's rude and selfish. That's how this world is. And we don't watch. We be rude people. Amen. Rude. But the Lord, we don't treat him that way. And we're not so treat one another that way. We treat the Lord. Lord, I thank you. I sure do thank you. You didn't have to wake me up this morning, but you did. He owe you no favor. He didn't have to wake you up this morning. You have to see another day. You don't have to even still be working on your job. You don't have to have a job. You don't even have to be in your right mind. You don't have to have a mind. Amen. And say for prayer, supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. When it says being careful for nothing, that means he wants you to put the stop and meet all of us to put the stop to the anxiety, worry, and stress. He wants you to drop it like it's hot. Drop it.
Amen.
God cannot use you. He cannot do anything with you when you're all stressed out. You can't even help yourself. You got to have your mind clear so he can tell you what to do. Amen. So, and it said, and the peace of God, it said, being careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplications with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. And it said, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, should keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It's going to keep your heart and your mind. What good would be to keep your heart, but your mind messed up? Don't keep both of them. It says your heart and mind. That means you're going to be in a state of peace. You know, a little illustration. It was the lady that sits around with me. She's an older lady. I really like her very well. She thinks a lot of me, too. I was telling her, I said, I'm not for sure. I said, I might not be over here. This might be my last week. I'm not really for sure. And, you know, I told her that the other day. But I think when I seen her Tuesday, she only comes on Tuesday. It seemed like she just was a little different. I didn't know just all what was going on with her. She just quite seemed to be herself. and she still communicate with me some, but it was just like she was just a little different. And I just kept, you know, just trying to give her benefit of the doubt. I did ask her a couple times, I said, "You okay?" She said, "Yeah, I'm okay." She said, "I worked in my yard. I'm a little tired." She's about 78 years old. She said, "I worked in my yard 3 days this week." And then she, you know, but it seemed like she just, then I've seen her get up, getting from the desk, doing a little more walking and going here and there. That just kind of wasn't like her. And I was thinking like, first one, I was thinking like, well, is something going on? I'm thinking myself, we get along pretty good. So I'm thinking, I just let the Lord just direct me. I didn't say nothing too much. I went on reading my little pamphlet I was reading and stuff. Then before she got ready to leave, she asked me, how are things going? I guess before it was my transition. I said, well, I'm still waiting on them to get back with me. She said, I've been so bothered by that. I've been so worried about that. Now, that's my problem, but she said, I've just been worried about it. And come find out that was what's wrong with her. Wow. You know, because she don't want me to leave. She'd say, I've been so worried about that. I said, well, Miss Jane, don't worry about that. I'm fine. I said, I'm okay. She said, yeah, you look like you're okay. I said, I am. I said, don't worry. She said, this has been on my mind so much. And I'm just thinking, like, the Lord don't want us to worry, you know. Yeah. We're tempted to worry. Yes, we are. She said, I want to say something so bad. She said, but I didn't. Because that's the same lady. When that other lady was bothering me, I don't know what she told him. She told him she'd been there volunteering for 18 years. She said, in other words, if they don't do something about that, she was not going to volunteer no more. I don't know what they did, but that lady would go. So I don't know what she planned. She said, I want to say something. She said, but I didn't. I didn't say nothing. I said, Miss Jane, it's going to be all right. But I'm just saying, we all could be, I could be in trouble too, but you got some things you just got to let it go. I mean, because you don't know how God's going to work out a situation. But if you don't pray about it, you'd be, you know, in turmoil. You know, even my situation, most of you know that my income is very small. And I trust God. I haven't just started trusting. I have had my whole life has been have to trust God by faith. Amen. And he's never let me down. So one thing about me, I don't care if I have 2 pennies. If I'm sick, I'm not going. Because I trust God to take care of me. I must have a God that can't take care of me. I trust him to take care of me. I'm not going. You got to have faith. You got to use your faith. Amen. I'm not going out there where I fall out with folks looking, standing over me. Amen. If I'm too sick, they're not going to see me. Amen. I'm retired, early retired anyway. I'm not going out there. But I'm going to trust God. You know, you're living right, you can trust God. Your faith, he strengthens your faith when you trust him. Because before he comes back, the Bible says the just is going to live by their faith. He said, when I come back, I find faith. Your faith is in a lot of things and it's not in God, you won't endure. You won't be able to endure. You won't know how to make it. Amen? But he tells us to be careful. We all tempted. I'm tempted like you are to worry. Different circumstances, situations. We don't know you. You know, the doctor tell you have a bad diagnosis. Anything. It could be anything that you could be just all concerned about. But then that you got to say, Lord, just put me in a resting place. Amen. Give me a rest. And Lord, help me. Then I can say, if you're praying and you can't get there with that, you need to turn down your plate. Amen. And simmer down. God is not about us running around like a chicken with his head cut off. That is not his character. God's character is meek and lowly. God speaks with a small, still voice. He don't tell you to rush and do stuff. Every time they rush voices and tell you go and do this and that, that's the devil. That's not God. God don't have you. The devil have you run there, go run in front of a car, get killed. Hurry up and do this. Hurry up and do that. Call this one. No, God don't work. He's calm. Amen. I had a phone call from a coworker. Round it up. I hadn't got back with her. I think she called me probably about last week. Cause she just run her mouth run like she got diarrhea. I said I'll get back with her on another day. But she just kept calling my phone. I said I'm gonna have to answer this phone. Cause I said she must forget that I'm at church at certain times. Calling the church. So I picked the phone up today. I said okay. You know, sometime on Wednesday, I'm trying to, I may be praying fast. I said, Lord Jesus. I said, but if I don't answer this phone, this lady going to keep calling. And she said, how you doing? I said, I said, I'm so glad you answered the phone. Oh, I'm so glad. I said, Amen. Amen. But God's, amen, he would keep us in perfect peace if we keep our minds stayed upon him. It said, and the peace of God that passes all understanding, it will keep your heart and mind. I don't know about you, but in the time of my life now, as I get a little bit older, I don't want nothing but peace. The older I get, that's all I want, peace. I don't want no turmoil. I don't want nothing stressing me. I don't want no war. I don't want none of that. I'm learning how to walk in it even more myself. I ain't saying I got it all scored up. I'm learning how I want peace in my mind. Amen. I don't want to be all worked up, amen, and about nothing. I ain't saying that I'm all, don't never do, but I want to learn, because when you walk in peace, you know, that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to teach us how to walk in peace and stuff so we can, you know, have a better life. Because stress is, anxiety stuff will take your blood pressure up, sugar and everything else. Amen. It said, and the peace of God that passes all understanding, it's going to keep your heart and mind. And it said, whatever the things, these things, he said, think whatsoever things are true. Think on things that are true. Think on things that are honest. Things that are just. Whatsoever are pure. Whatsoever is lovely. Whatsoever is good report. If there be any virtue and there be any praise, think on these things. Think on things that will make you feel good. Amen?
Amen.
In other words, think on things that make you feel good. Paul said, I think myself happy. You ain't got to be happy to think yourself happy. You can be in a bad situation, but you can tell yourself, I'm going to be all right. You got to talk to yourself. Amen? You can't that depression, the discouragement stuff, I don't have tolerance for it. I don't have tolerance for it. Sometimes the devil tries to slip up on me and try to throw it my way, and I take it, throw it off real quick. Amen? I don't have time for it. Amen. I don't have to, because whatever you use your energies for, it drains your strength. So if you're stressed out or you depressed and stuff, your strength is just going to just wander away. You have no strength. And that's what he tried to do anyway, is take your strength. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord. Not your joy, not my joy. The joy, can somebody say the joy of the Lord?
Joy of the Lord.
It's the joy of, it's not your joy. Your joy is here today and it's gone the next few minutes. I ain't going to say tomorrow. I'm happy because somebody put some money in my hand. I'm happy because I got me a good meal. But next few minutes, I'm not happy. That's your joy. But the joy of the Lord don't go away like that.
Amen.
Somebody give God the praise. The joy of the Lord is your strength. It's my strength. You got to watch what you're connecting with. If you're around people that's discouraged, depressed, and all that kind of stuff, you're around that all day long, I tell you, you better stay in some heavy prayer, because you'll be part of the product that you're around.
Amen.
Sometimes we want to hang around with this one and that one and everything. You pick up whatever you're around. Somebody negative, you're picking the negativity up. Amen. Somebody got down spirit, you're going to pick that down spirit up. Amen. Somebody's got upbeat, up go, happy, go lucky. Like, in other words, that's good to be around. Amen. Somebody all down, depressed, you're like, I'm sorry, I'm praying for them, but I ain't going to stay around that.
Amen.
Amen. Last scripture, I done went this far. Amen. This last scripture, chapter 5 in Thessalonians. And you can keep these scriptures. It's good when you got pen and pencil to write down these things, because you'll need them. You can't get, how many know, just because you hear something once, you ain't going to get it once. You got to keep listening to it over and over till it gets in your spirit. That's why we need to be listening to CDs, spiritual CDs, things that encourage our spirit. A lot of times we go blank mind through the whole week. Amen. We listen at the devil. We see what the devil's doing. All we doing, we see our circumstance. That's all we got. We don't put nothing in our spiritual ears. We put it in there every blue moon. You got to keep it in there all the time.
Amen.
Keep some songs flowing through your heart all the time. Amen. Some word, some great word flowing all the time. That counteracts the attacks of the devil. But you don't have nothing to counteract that attack. You'll be overwhelmed by the attack.
Amen.
That, Okay, Thessalonians. I called myself. I thought I went there. Yep. Fifth chapter and verse 17. I want everybody to read that together. Go ahead. Oh, y'all say it kind of shabby. Or maybe y'all didn't have the scripture. Everybody didn't get there yet. Everybody got scripture? Let's say it together. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing means to do not stop. When you cease to do something, that means you stop. When you do not cease to do anything, that means you do not stop to do it. That means pray without stopping, without ending. Continue in prayer. Amen. You don't always have to be famous. Like, well, I got to go to work. I can't get down on my knees and pray. You can pray without being on your knees, but you need to take some time and spend down on your knees sometime. Them little fly-by-night prayers, you don't even know what you said to the Lord. You need to spend some time, just like you spend time for everything else. You need to make some time to pray. Get up early enough in the morning that you can pray. Amen. If you do yours later in the evening, however you do it, you need to get this young lady at my out there at my job. She was telling me, she said, she's going to be one of the ladies to come and do one of my tributes for me. I haven't known her that long, but she's very fond of me, and she feels like I encourage her. But I believe the Lord used her to say things to encourage me. Amen. I'm not of the same faith and everything, but I feel her in the spirit. Amen. I feel like God could be just drawing, helping her along the way. Amen. She goes to a church and things, but she always, every time she see me, my hair is not all that, but she's, oh, your hair looks so nice. Oh, you just got your face. Is so shy. I'm thinking like, I don't know all what she see. It's such a glow on you. Oh, you just, she just, just looks at me like that. And she's a nice looking lady herself, but I just thank the Lord. I told her the other day, I said, honey, it's just prayer. It's prayer. I said, it's prayer. I said, I have to do it before I leave the house. I said, I don't know what I'm going to be confronted with. And sometimes your body don't feel up for it. I said, I have to get some kind of prayer. And I said, I try to get the prayer in. And she said, I know what you mean. She said, sometimes I have to get mine in the car if I don't get it. I said, however you get it in, I got to get it in. Amen. To handle life. You hear what I say? To handle life. If you don't know, you'll find out. You're going to need him to handle life. Life is rough. Can be rough. The people around, it can be rough. You out here driving. These people saying anymore, everybody's on the racetrack. People like they done lost their mind with driving. They just like, if you're going too slow for them, they about to hit you, run you over. You better be soaked with prayer. Amen. You, like your sister said, somebody shooting outside a house or whatever. I mean, thank God, because bullets can come straight there. I mean, have come straight through people's house. We need God. We need, I don't know about you, I don't know about nobody else, but I need God to keep me stable. Yeah, I'm stable, and he keeps me stable. And I got enough sense enough to know if I don't let him keep me stable, I can be unstable. Amen. Don't care about how long you've been saved. Amen. If you don't let God keep your mind, you can go unstable. Y'all look at me like, really? Well, you don't want to try it. You really don't want to try it because it's a good thing to have your right mind. Amen. And you got to be determined. I'm telling my sister, I'm telling somebody, and the Lord said, the memory of the just is blessed. So if you know what the scriptures say, even if it looked like it's not happening, you got to stand on the word and say, God said, my memory is blessed. If we get a little older, we start forgetting stuff, forget things and stuff. And if it gets too frequently, then I said, devil, you a lie. I'm not accepting all that on time as dimensions and all that mess. The devil is a lie. How God going to use you if you're crazy? That's right. I'm like, how you going to use you if you're crazy? I said, Lord, help. You got to have your head on straight for you to help somebody else. Come on now. That's why sometimes when God calls us to ministries and stuff, he's working on us. You don't run off and go preaching like, oh, Lord, call me. Got a call on my life. You better let him make you in that call, honey. Because at the end of the day, you can tell other people whatever you want to do, and you can be, they look at you and wonder what in the world really is going on with you. Amen? Amen. I'm done. Somebody get